The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The indictment against former President Donald Trump has been unsealed. He faces 37 felony counts and, if convicted, could face fines and significant jail time. CBS's Christina Ruffini with more.
The contents of those boxes, according to the Department of Justice, included sensitive and classified documents it says Trump knowingly and willfully retained.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk.
Special Counsel Jack Smith kept his remarks short, letting the 49-page federal indictment speak for itself.
Lawmakers have been responding to the charges in droves. Republican governor from Florida and presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis didn't mention Trump by name, but did say this in North Carolina last night.
And is there a different standard for a Democrat secretary of state versus a former Republican president? I think there needs to be one standard of justice in this country. Let's enforce it on everybody and make sure we all know the rules.
Still hard to see and breathe outside. While it is getting better, National Weather Center meteorologist Zach Taylor tells us.
Those air quality alerts that are in effect for portions of the Ohio Valley, Midwest, and Great Lakes are really meant for those who are more susceptible or vulnerable to poor air quality conditions.
There are still more than 400 fires burning from British Columbia to Nova Scotia. The suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway was in an Alabama courtroom Friday, not for her murder, though, but for trying to extort money from her family. CBS's Michael George.
35-year-old Joren Vandersloot, a Dutch national now in the custody of Birmingham, Alabama authorities, refused a translator when he pled not guilty to charges of extortion. He was the last person to see Natalie Holloway alive before she disappeared on the island of Aruba during a 2005 high school graduation trip.
The man accused of an attack on a French playground is being charged with attempted murder. BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield in Paris.
The four children, the toddlers, are all out of danger. The British girl who's three will be free to leave the hospital in the next few days, the prosecutor said. The two French children were the ones who were most seriously hurt. The one who was just under 2 years old, that was the one in the pushchair, had internal injuries, but has been operated on.
Authorities in France still have no motive, though, for the attack. It is under investigation. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's clear something needs to be done about chemicals in Wisconsin soil and water known as PFAS. If a new study from Minnesota is any indication, removing forever chemicals from wastewater will be very expensive. More from Mike Mohn.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency estimates it would cost $14 to $28 billion to remove PFAS from the water and biosolids leaving regional wastewater treatment facilities. The MPCA Scott Kaiser led the research project and says trying to add the equipment would be a big adjustment.
Those treatment systems are new, they're complicated, and they just take a lot of money to operate.
The study adds the new types of PFAS are more difficult and up to 70% more expensive to remove and destroy compared to older substances. Forever chemicals are found in a range of products and create serious health risks for consumers. They also can contaminate surface water, groundwater, drinking water, fish, and other wildlife. Sophie Green, PFAS coordinator for the MPCA, says given the magnitude of the costs, they hope the findings compel policymakers and manufacturers to focus on preventing these chemicals from reaching wastewater facilities in the first place.
Source reduction is the most important thing right now because installing these expensive and complicated treatment systems at all of our wastewater treatment plants is just probably not feasible.
She acknowledges it's still a major challenge in swapping out PFAS for less harmful materials since their use in manufacturing has been so widespread. There's also been pushback from some business groups when proposed regulations surface. Still, Green says there's hope in Minnesota, with the legislature this year adopting bans on these chemicals for non-essential items. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Learning more about the indictment of former President Trump now that it's been unsealed. It alleges Trump and his bodyman conspired to hide dozens of boxes containing classified documents after the Justice Department came calling. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The former president's accused of showing at least some of these records to a writer, to a member of a political action committee.
While most Republican presidential candidates are coming to Trump's defense, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie told CNN.
He directed his folks to hide boxes from his own lawyer in order not to turn these documents over to the government.
The air quality is gradually improving for millions of Americans, even though wildfires are still raging across Canada.
Today, we're really looking at conditions in that moderate to just unhealthy for sensitive groups.
That's meteorologist Zach Taylor with the National Weather Service. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
The Todd Almaz Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other.
Damaged goods, I'm complicated. I sure do know how to tell a lie.
Welcome back, everybody, to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. Ooh, I'm jet lagged.
You're jet lagged. Is it kicking in?
It is kicking
in. And you just had a fantastic dinner with your family?
Had a great dinner tonight with my family. We're at Bryant's on the Round, scallops, and they've got this like crab rangoon dip stuff and risotto and this amazing hamburger. He did have a soup that he debuted today, which was kind of fascinating to me. It was like along the lines of a cold potato soup, like vichyssoise or gazpacho, a cold soup, but it was avocado based.
It actually tasted
really good, but I couldn't get past the fact that it was cold. It was very weird to me. I just love all foods. My favorite dish, which reminds me. So I was in, and you guys, and we got Josh Parent and Brad Scher in the studio with us from Whitetail Design Build. And we've been sharing some really awesome tips and keys as to how to food plot, how to get your place ready for the whitetail season. But I'm going to regress for a minute. We hunted Egyptian geese.
Aha, there it is. That's what I've been waiting for.
What have you been waiting for about it?
I see, like, just like you, I like to talk more about waterfowl because I suck at deer hunting. I suck at it. Like, horribly. Really suck at it. But I love waterfowl hunting.
Yeah, we can get you way better than
suck at it.
It's not a coincidence. So, yes, I may be one of the most top 10 funny people in the entire state of Wisconsin. But that's like whitetail hunting. Only the top 10% kill the biggest deer. And there's a reason for that. It is not coincidence. It's because they're good at what they do. You know, Paul. Do you guys know Paul House? The guy shoots a 130 to 180 inch buck every year.
Yeah.
And it is not a coincidence that those people do that. So we're in South Africa. Now, waterfowl hunting in South Africa is not a thing. It is not a thing, but they've got these Egyptian geese all over the place, feeding on alfalfa fields, feeding on grass fields.
And now these Egyptian geese are not the Canadian geese that we have here. Nothing looks exactly the same.
Geese.
They look like a type of duck,
a big, what do they kind of look like? Maybe a mix of a wood duck, kind of. They've got brown and green and white and
black.
More
like a redhead, but fluffy.
Yeah, fluffier, bigger. So they don't use layout blinds. They stick a blind, like a stick blind, in the middle of a field. They put...
like tarp around their saw. What is that tarp there for?
They put like... you know, 10 decoys out of speckle belly geese. They're not even putting out decoys of Egyptian geese. And I actually brought 24 decoys with us, the silhouette decoys. And we put those out and it like doubled his decoy amount because the guy who runs is a guy named Diafon, great guy. He speaks Afrikaans as his first language. Oh. And he's a riot. To try to describe him, he's like Santa Claus looking with a brown beard with a South African Afrikaans accent. So it's very, put out the decoys over there. But it's so fun because unlike here, the geese that are coming in are absolutely clueless. In Wisconsin, the geese are so tough because they're completely educated. They know. They fly over. They're like, that's not moving.
Yeah.
What's going over there?
That has a scratch on its forehead.
And they don't have any rules about like electronic calling or anything. So last time I was there, I was like, you should have a caller. He's like, well, I don't know. This time we had electronic calls, these geese.
What?
And they suckered. And they were coming in and absolutely finishing right in our faces. It was awesome. And we're getting 10 yard shots on them. Ethical kill. We shot 23. Three of us shot 23 Egyptian geese, and they're just beautiful geese. And of course, over there, they don't eat them. They're like, geese, gross. That's disgusting. Well, come on. 90% of the people in Wisconsin say Canada geese are disgusting.
This is true. This is very true.
Until they eat the ones we cook.
It is.
And I brought provider spices along with me to South Africa. And I cooked these things. I put them in a Chardonnay. I made them in a Chardonnay reduction. Ooh. And in the crock pot, but only for a couple hours just to get them a little more tender because I didn't have the sous vide along. You know how much I love the sous vide.
Love the sous vide.
So I cooked them in this Chardonnay sauce and I added some of the provider seasonings, the Sonora seasoning to that. And then I added just a little bit of balsamic vinegar, lemon juice, some garlic. And this... oh my gosh. It was absolutely like a delicacy. You guys like eating waterfowl?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I always had, you know, geese growing up and wood ducks and mallards. And
wood ducks are the best.
I thought they were good growing up. Some people don't like them, but I always have.
I think a lot of it's in the prep. And a lot, I mean, people who eat the goose that I make, they're like, this is the best shredded beef I've ever had. And I'm like, yeah, it's sky carp. So, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy that. Yeah. But that was such a great thing to be able to, and all the guides out there, you know, they call them PHs, which stands for professional hunter, which I just think is goofy. So I call them guides, just like in the United States. The outfitters and guides are eating the stuff and they're going, holy cow, this is unbelievable. And I look them right in the face and do you think it's a coincidence that I am this fat? It is not a coincidence. It is because I love to eat and all we eat is wild game. And if you know how to cook it, oh man.
That's so now you got them hooked on provider life lifestyle. Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you, everything that you cook, every antelope. So cervids, which we hunt in the United States. We hunt almost all cervids, right? Moose, elk, deer, they're all cervids. Antelopes are not cervids.
What the heck is a cervid?
Well, it's a cervid. There are definitions for it specifically, but it's hooved. It's a type of so you got genus, family, species. So it's a genus or a family, and it's moose, it's deer, it's mule deer, whitetail deer, coos deer, elk. It's, you know, all the North American species basically of antlered animals. And antlers are different than horns.
Yep.
Antlers fall off every year. Horns grow from birth until death. So antelope do not have the same thing in their meat, in the pH of their meat, that cervids had. So they don't have that, what we call as a gamey taste to it. So when we make cervids here, a lot of times you have to work to make sure that gamey taste isn't part of what you serve. But the antelopes, I mean, that tastes like Wagyu beef. I mean, it's
never
almost,
have I ever.
Almost as good as Two Sleep Cattle Company beef. I'm just saying. Two Sleep Cattle Company beef is fantastic. Our buddy John then owns that. The products are fantastic. But I'm telling you, the meat that we make over there, they don't have a gamey taste. So when you shoot goose there, it can have that gamey taste to it, right? So what we did, you use an acid to break that down. And I know that this outdoor show ends up being a cooking show a lot of times, which I have no problem with because one of the things we stand for and talk about is the fact that in Wisconsin, if you're going to kill something, eat it.
Yes.
First of all,
100%.
Provide for your family. And secondly, you're not going to get a more organic source. I see you nodding your head over there, Brad, because you're not going to get a more organic source of protein than in the water and woods of Wisconsin.
No, that is 100% true. So I got a brother-in-law from Nigeria, right? This is his first time eating wild game. I gave him some venison. He's like, I don't know about this, right? He calls me last week. He goes, Brad, I need more of that venison. Can we go get more from the butcher store? I said, we don't sell it. I said, buddy, you got to wait till I shoot another one. But I said, I still got a couple roasts left that would get you when you get back up here. So, I mean, that turned him over. He's like, this stuff is the best, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's all about how you prepare it, like Joel was saying before.
Oh, yeah. My whole family is a non-hunting, non-fishing family. Like, nobody does. So Bill's the one that got me into it. And my sister would not, for the life of her, eat anything in our house. Not a thing. She's like, this is going to be something wild from the woods. This is going to be... She saw an egg hatching one time, and now that just changed her. But she'll buy meat from the store. Oh, but
they're so tender when they're young.
Oh, God. Is that it?
Well, that's no
that's
different.
That's a joke. For anybody who's going to come after me, that was a joke.
But no,
that was a joke.
Yeah, no, that's no different.
Lordy. Good thing it's your birthday.
Okay, I'm still jet-lagged, I told you.
Yeah, and being a guy that eats a lot of venison through the year, my kids... You hand them a beef, good beef steak, and they're like, Dad, this doesn't taste right. They're so used to eating that wild game.
Good.
And that's what they're all good. About. Where
I'm with you.
They'll take that venison backstrap or roast over.
You go eat a steak that's been sitting in a grocery store for a week, and prior to that, it was sitting in a warehouse for a week, and it was frozen for 2 weeks.
Yep.
There's no flavor to it.
It looks so different.
It looks so different.
Yep.
Yeah, that is something everything. That's really important. And I have to tell you, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, my wife did not eat wild game, period.
At all?
Anything? At all. Nothing. Just she like did not eat wild game. And now it's all we eat is wild game because I prepare it in a way that runs the gamut from people who have very, very simple palates and they want to eat something that tastes like shredded beef all the way to, you know, honey glazed, rubbed wild boar roast and anything in between. And when you're eating organic and you eat organic over time, you start to actually crave the flavor that's there that doesn't exist in most store purchased meat. Absolutely. Not all. But most store purchased meat doesn't have that. And I love store purchased meat. Don't get me wrong. I love the farming industry.
Yep.
It's fantastic. But if you know how to prepare wild game, you're going to have a meal that people are going to, at the end of it, say, I cannot believe this. I don't want to eat other things than this. And I'm not a trained chef or a cook. I'm not. And that's all we eat in our house is wild game now. And now it's funny because I'll go to the freezer and my wife and I'll say, yeah, I know so-and-so's coming over. I'm going to give him a roast. She'll be like, don't give away all the goose. And I say to myself, wait a minute.
Who
nobody
are you?
Says don't give away the goose.
She's looking at it. She's yelling at you.
She's yelling at me from the other room saying, I don't talk like that. No, she doesn't talk like that. You're welcome to come in here, honey, into the studio and talk. We'd love to hear you. She says, let me do it. Don't give away all the goose.
Aww.
Is that how you talk? Is that better? She's nodding.
It's a little bit better.
She said, honey, sweetheart, don't give away all the goose, please. It's delicious.
Or you should have to go hunting more, right?
I just want to make sure that you're not giving away all the goose. The gooses that you have in the freezer.
The gooses.
She doesn't talk like that either.
You're sleeping on the couch tonight.
I might be.
If looks could kill.
Oh, talking about waterfowl, she might have just flown a bird our direction. I'm not sure. Actually, she gave me one of the most awesome gifts I could ever imagine today.
Oh, what is it?
Well, she got me the hardcover edition of the Boone and Crockett record book.
Oh, she knows
and
you.
Now she's pantomiming through the glass again. Oh, yeah. She cricketed me a lunch bag with the provider on it. But then she also, she loves the cricket. I call it the grasshopper. So it's this thing that you can make, you know, you put words on and stuff and they think it's cool. But it turned out perfect. It's really good. But she gave me the Boone and Crockett edition, the hardcover edition of the Boone and Crockett records. And I have an all-time antelope that's in that edition that I shot with my bow.
Which is Wyoming?
Even really weird. 2018 in South Dakota, Camp Cook, South Dakota.
Just kidding.
Fantastic going out there to do that. But she gave me that. But the gift she gave me that was even better. Anastasia, are you ready for this? Anastasia's
riveted. I know her love.
You're riveted, aren't you, by this?
I'm so riveted.
She told me we can. She's going to help put together a plan to allow some of the mounts from my hunts in the basement.
In the basement? Outside of the man cave?
Yes.
But because I feel
the man
like...
cave has run out of room, Danielle.
Feel like you can't. I'm sorry. You got to get rid of that
Honey,
wall
why
or
don't
something.
You come in here and get on the microphone instead of pantomiming through the glass? What? I didn't hear you.
You're losing listeners.
I probably am. Let me tell you why we're losing listeners right now, because everybody loves my wife way more than
because
me.
Because you're making up voices for me. Telling dumb stories about the cricket.
I love the cricket.
The
you
cricket's
made those
fantastic.
Beautiful things for Violet's cheer.
Oh, we gotta
well,
go
that's
to
Vichy's
break.
Is called to, oh man, we're at break.
Why did we so happen
that's
to us?
It was so fun. Hey, listen, hang around. We're gonna do half a segment with you guys, and we're gonna trade off to my daughters. You're listening to Raising Wisco. We got Josh Perrin, Brad Scheer here with us with Wisconsin Whitetail Design Build. We'll be right back on Raising Wisco.
Cause someone else would have walked away.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and marks guaranteed. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure collector grade U.S. Morgan Silver dollars by the pound struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collectors Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-859-1538. That's 1-800-859-1538.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kreipscast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.